This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, this is war. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Newsmax TV. Reaching coast to coast, sea to shining sea. Your relentless Trump warrior, conservative capitalist evangelist, patriot, conservative rock star in the world famous war room. Deep inside Wayne Manor in the country I call Trump land. I'm always on the war path, so let's go to war. Thank you to Lee Elsie, by the way, for hour number one. We love Lee. Always does a great job. Chris O'Sullivan, my trusty board op and associate producer of the show, told me Lee did a fabulous job, as always. Chris is like Lee's biggest rooting section in the world, biggest cheerleader. Chris loves Lee so much that I think he wants to fire Wayne. I think he says not even, he doesn't even have to think about it. Fire Wayne for Lee Elsie. Start the movement today. Start the movement, because I'm leaving. I'm going to go become the director of all political attacks for President Donald Trump. That's my new role. All right, so look, you know I'm the biggest Trump cheerleader in the world, and things are going well. There are weeks where things are going so bad, and the attacks are so heavy, and then there are great weeks, and this is a great week. Great week. First of all, nobody in America has attacked Andrew McCabe more than Wayne Allen Root, and Andrew McCabe's going to wind up in prison. The former number two man at the FBI. Not only have I attacked McCabe, but I have unmercifully slaughtered the idea that the FBI leadership could be anything but corrupt Democrats out to help their handlers, the people giving them their bribes, the Democratic Party, Democratic leadership, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, their handlers, their leaders, their gods. The FBI leadership, morally bankrupt, corrupt losers. James Comey, Andrew McCabe, Peter Strzok. The list is long. Lisa Page. All bad people running the FBI. What's good is that we have great people who are FBI agents. Just the other day, in 1 week, three people came up to me and said, "Oh my gosh, you're who I think you are." And I said, "Who do you think I am? Is your last name Root?" "Yes." "You're Wayne Root." "Yes." "I'm an FBI agent," one of them said. Another one said, "I'm a retired FBI agent." Another one said, "I'm an FBI agent. We love you. We listen to your show. The FBI loves me, even though I slam the FBI all day." Why do I slam the FBI all day? Not the agents, not the rank and file, just the leadership. The leadership's so corrupt, but the rank and file, this is going to make liberals so angry. The rank and file's all Republican conservatives. Come on. Why do you join law enforcement? Because you're a crew-cut, patriotic, I love the flag, I pray to God, I love God, American. That's why you join law enforcement. That's who 99% of all cops are. That's who 99% of all border agents are. That's who 99% of all FBI agents are. So the rank and file is fabulous. As a matter of fact, with yesterday being 9/11, I don't know if I said this yesterday. I may be remiss. I may have not said this. Do you realize that anybody with a brain on 9/11 would have thought, "Oh my God, this is never going to stop. We're going to get bombed and terrorist attacked every day, every week, every month for the rest of all time." And thank God, knock on wood, there's been almost nothing. There's been little terror attacks here and there with lone wolves, but there's nothing massive ever again, and not even a lot of little ones in the United States of America. The only major one I could think of, I mean major one, there's been a few where they killed 10 people, horrible, but I mean major, I could think of the Pulse nightclub in Florida. But there's been relatively peaceful time since 9/11, you got to thank the FBI for that. That's the rank and file guys that do it in the FBI. They're the ones who've kept us safe. Thank God for the FBI and Homeland Security and police officers on the beat. But that doesn't mean that I got to say that police chiefs and the sheriffs who run their police organizations who don't want to hand ICE detainers over to ICE. I don't have to compliment them. The people at the top are all corrupt. I don't know why it is. Maybe they're taking payoffs. Maybe they're dirty. Maybe they got in office because they did some favors for the Democratic Party, and now they're being blackmailed. I don't know all the reasons why. Everybody at the top of the FBI, everyone at the top of the DOJ, everyone at the top of every government agency is dirty. But the people who run it day to day out there in the rank and file who actually protect us are fantastic. Thank you. God bless you. You're the reason we're safe. So all those FBI agents who come up to me, keep coming up to me, three in a week, one retired, two active, to say, Wayne, we love you, we listen to your show every day. One of them, at the Apple store, I was going to the Apple store because my phone was giving me problems, my iPhone, and an FBI comes up to me. Amazing. It says, I listen to your show every day. We love you. All the agents think you're fantastic. That's why I destroy the leadership of the FBI. You know why they like me? Will I destroy the leadership of the FBI? Because they hate the leadership of the FBI. The FBI agent on the street hates the FBI leadership. Because the FBI agents are patriots and Republicans who love America. God bless America. They sing it every day like I do. The people at the top? Bunch of commie, loser, bribed creeps sold out their nation. So the reason I start talking about all this is because the U.S. attorney has recommended criminal charges against Andrew McCabe, and the DOJ rejects his last-minute appeal. Guess who's going to prison? Guess who's going to prison? Bye-bye, Andrew. I hope they take your wife, too. Dirty witch running for political office accepted a $700,000 bribe. What else would you call it when a guy gives you a $700,000 contribution running for a piddling little state senate office in Virginia? You know what you raise when you run for state senate? $100,000. Nobody gives someone $700,000 to run for state senate. Not U.S. Senate, state senate. And they just happen to be the Clintons' best friend and bad man, Terry McAuliffe, the governor of Virginia, who raised the Clintons' dirty money all those years. And he just happened to be giving it to the wife of Andrew McCabe. Dirty, dirty, dirty. That's not even what he's going to jail for. But that's the thing that really destroyed the reputation of the FBI right there. The charges against McCabe will be, because there will be charges, related to his false statements to the feds in the FBI's investigation into Hillary Clinton. You're going up the river, buddy. And they should take the whole rest of the FBI with you. You know what your job is now, McCabe? You've got one job. Start singing like a canary, baby. Sing about Obama. Sing about Hillary Clinton. And put them all in jail to save your own... I'll say butt. I know I could say it on TV, but I don't... Or radio. I don't like saying that word. The other word for butt. But if you want to save your butt, McCabe, start singing about Hillary and Obama. Start singing the news. All right, McCabe. I've always hated that guy. I've written about him for so long. All right, good news. Trump's immigration crackdown starts to gain traction. He has celebrated a string of immigration victories this week. With a little help from the Supreme Court and Mexico, President Trump's crackdown on immigration finally gaining traction. See, it's taken 2.5 years, but that's not a long time in the spectrum of life. He's going to be president for 8 years. He's only just barely scratched the surface. People think things are supposed to be instantaneous. Stop being so impatient. Trump is winning, winning, winning. Little by little, chipping away. He has spent his entire presidency promising to stop illegal immigration, shut out asylum seekers, and wall off the Mexican border. And the far-reaching policy sparked an avalanche of court challenges and complaints from human rights organizations and derision from opposition Democrats ahead of next year's elections. But undeterred, Trump has hammered away, making construction of U.S.-Mexico border wall his centerpiece and a key part of his re-election platform. This week, a string of victories. This week, latest boost came yesterday. Supreme Court said he can enact severe restrictions on asylum seekers. Yes, glory, hallelujah. God bless America. God is great. The ruling requires would-be refugees to ask for asylum in the first country they visit. That's Mexico. And only then, if they are rejected, can they attempt to reapply in the United States. Another big victory. Trump's opponents, as well as dissenting Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor, said the change upends decades of tradition in which the U.S., founded by waves of poor immigrants, has welcomed refugees. No, you dummy. Sotomayor, you creep communist dummy, sellout traitor. We welcomed good refugees when there was no welfare system, there was no Social Security, there was no Medicare, there was no Medicaid, there were no food stamps. You had to work or you starved and died. This is a completely different world we live in. And then Trump got Mexico on board and the number of people coming through way down. And in July, the Supreme Court backed Trump's move to divert billions of dollars in Pentagon funds to pay for extending or rebuilding stretches of the wall. And the Pentagon also said this Tuesday the deployment of 5,500 troops on the border was being extended for the coming year. Win, win, win. And 450 miles of border wall by next year. Good chance for 450 miles. And in Arizona, it starts now. 450 miles of the wall by next year. And all those liberals, including my pal, Anthony Scaramucci, came on the show and said, Trump's never done the wall. Liars. You know what he's fighting? What he's been fighting? Here's another great thing by Trump. The Senate confirms the 150th Trump judicial nominee this week. Wow. Trump is changing the entire court system of the United States of America. Six district court nominees won confirmation Wednesday, bringing the president's total number of appointed judges to the lower federal courts to 105, and he's appointed 43 circuit court nominees and two Supreme Court justices. He has far outdone Obama. He is blowing by Obama. And this should concern Democrats. The GOP gains 14 points in a Democrat North Carolina county to flip the seat to Republican. Greg Murphy won North Carolina's 3rd congressional district by over 20 points. Dan Bishop came from 17 down to win the 9th district by 2 points. What's even more remarkable is how big the wins were. Dan Bishop won Robeson County in the eastern part of the district. Just last year, the county went to the Democrat by 15 points. On Tuesday, Bishop nearly flipped the county. McCready, the Democrat, won by only 1 point. And then Bishop won the overall congressional seat. Folks, white, working-class, middle-class Democrats are voting Republican. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root for AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, head to the Trump Doral Hotel, October 10th and 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headline speakers at AmpFest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strock of the Walkaway Movement, and get this, Donald Trump Jr. just agreed to speak. And how about Wayne Allyn-Root? I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by the one and only Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy. I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good. So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm start taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN or 800-289-2646 or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back. Welcome back to Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered USA Radio. Sponsor of the segment of the show, Swiss America. We're in a 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 30 years. 30 years. And the reason, and for the last 20, a really serious one. And the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. In history, the central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. And China's on a record buying spree. You think maybe they know something you don't? Prices up $200 per ounce in the last 60 days. And in the last gold market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 an ounce. But who you buy from is what's most important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to profit on this next big move. And here's the good part. It's all free. The phone call's free. Toll-free number. And you get a free special report just for my listeners. And now they've added something new. Pay attention. This wasn't available yesterday, but they were editing and editing like madmen. And they got it done. A free 30-minute DVD starring Wayne Allen Root called The Timeless Truth About Money, What You Should Do to Invest in Gold Now from Wayne Allen Root. Call 800-BUY-COIN, 800-BUY-COIN, 800-289-2646. Free call, free video, free report. Doesn't cost you a thing. Who's taking the risk? Swiss America? Or visit them online at SwissAmerica.com. But be sure to tell them Wayne Reed sent you so you get your free video fee report. So in the midst of all the great things I just told you about, and the big win for Donald Trump, double wins, twin wins in North Carolina, the House Judiciary Committee approves procedures for an impeachment probe. Can you imagine how weird this is? This is the most bizarre. You know what this is like? Let me give you a sports analogy I just made up on the spot. The New York Yankees are having one of the best years in 40 years for the Yankees. This is like the old murderer's row. This is like Joe DiMaggio, Mickey Mantle, Babe Ruth, and Lou Gehrig combined. Our team is amazing. They're going to set one of the greatest records in history for home runs in a season. And we just win and win and win, and I think we're on and off. We've had the number one record in baseball. I didn't look in the last 2 days, but either number one or tied for the most wins in all of baseball. What if at the same time that was happening, somebody was making plans to move the Yankees out of New York because no one came to the games anymore? Would that make any sense at all? That would make no sense. It would be weird. We don't want the Yankees anymore. Nobody goes to games. There's no attendance. The place is empty. The team's going broke. But they're going to win 110 games and win the World Series this year and set the all-time record or tie the all-time record or come close to tying the all-time record for home runs in a season by a team. Nobody wants them. Would that make any sense? This is like Trump winning, making America win. And on this alternate universe track, one loser, moron, communist scumbag named Gerald Nadler is trying to impeach him for nothing. And Pelosi gets asked about it at a press conference, and she walks out of the press conference. She doesn't even want to talk about it. And this is a great news story. This is a great one. Oh, this is wonderful. Because Democrats want to pass a ban on high-capacity guns and high-capacity magazine ban. You can't hold the magazine that holds the bullets. If it holds too many, you can't have that. It's already been passed in New Jersey. It took effect 9 months ago, a high-capacity magazine ban. And not a single magazine has been turned in the state of New Jersey. A New Jersey State Police spokesman said not a single large-capacity magazine has been turned in since the law went into effect nearly 9 months ago. Residents can bring them to their local police department. No one in the state of Jersey with 10 million residents has bothered to do it. Well done, New Jersey gun owners. I love you. There are 1 million legal gun owners in the state of New Jersey, and they passed a ban, a law to ban magazines with more than 10 rounds, and no one in all of New Jersey has turned in their magazine. Penalties are severe if one gets caught in New Jersey with a magazine that holds 10 or more rounds. Possession of a large-capacity magazine could result in 18 months in prison and a $10,000 fine. And yet nobody's willing to hand in a single magazine. God bless New Jersey. And that tells you what a joke this all is. Nobody is ever giving their guns up. Not their handguns, not their bullets, not their high-capacity magazines, not their assault rifles, not their semi-assault rifles, not their automatic rifles, not their semi-automatic rifles, not their hunting rifles. No one's giving up anything. You're going to have to come take them from our cold, dead hands, scumbag communist losers, and you're never getting them. And at the same time that's happening, Gallup comes out with a poll. 83% of Americans blame mental health for mass shootings. They don't blame Republicans. They don't blame conservatives. They don't blame gun owners. They don't blame guns. They don't blame high-capacity magazines. They blame mental health for mass shootings. Americans are much more common sense than Democrats ever imagined. Guns don't kill people. Mentally ill nutcases do.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The Democratic-led U.S. House Judiciary Panel approves along party lines to start what the chairman calls an impeachment investigation. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
Democrats on the panel claimed that the vote was necessary to set parameters for how impeachment proceedings would be handled. The chairman of the panel is Democrat Jerry Nadler.
Under the procedures outlined in this resolution, we will hold hearings that allow us to further consider the evidence against the president.
The ranking Republican on the panel, Doug Collins, called it an unnecessary step designed to just keep the word impeachment in the headlines.
Today was simply to get you all here to cover something that is really, frankly, a snooze fest.
Former FBI Director Andrew McCabe could face charges for lying to investigators regarding the Hillary Clinton email investigation. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you. You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio, coming up Newsmax TV in about 25 minutes. Sponsor of this segment of the show is AmFest 19, the most entertaining political event in Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th and 12th in sizzling sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at AmFest 19 include Donald Trump Jr., Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, acting legend Robert Davi, and of course, yours truly, Wayne Allen Root. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmFest 19 features, get this, a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, a golf tournament, a comedy night, a pool party, a yacht party, a fashion show, a movie screening, a Women for Trump social, and a prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for AmFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral Hotel in sizzling sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. I'll be the headline speaker, Wayne Allen Root, along with Donald Trump Jr., who, by the way, will be a guest on this show on Monday. Donald Trump Jr. will be with us right here on Monday. AmericanPriority.com is where you get the tickets. AmericanPriority.com. See you in beautiful Miami in October. It is gorgeous. All right, we've got our guest, Daniel Greenfield, a Shulman Journalism Fellow at the David Horowitz Freedom Center, an investigative journalist, a columnist for Front Page Magazine, focusing on the radical left and Islamic terrorism, man after my own heart, Wayne Allen Root, welcomes Daniel Greenfield. How are you, Daniel?
Good. Thank you so much for having me back.
So there's lots of things we could talk about, but I want to start with what I think is kind of the lead story that you will never hear in the mainstream media. They just completely black it out. And that is that Bernie Sanders attended a convention called ISNA, an ISNA convention, which represents, the Islamic Society of North America, with Islamists who back the murder of gay people, and the media has blacked it out. They refuse to cover it. Tell us about this story. It's so mind-boggling. Can you imagine if a Republican did that? It's beyond belief.
It is absolutely beyond belief, and these are the basic facts. Even in this radical Democrat primary, only two Democrat 2020 candidates actually went to the Islamic Society of North America's ISNACON. Now, this is a group that is actually listed officially by the federal government as a co-conspirator in the terror trial. So these are very bad guys, and on top of that, they had two pretty bad guys there in attendance, including two imams who had actually said that murdering gay people with the death penalty for homosexuality is completely on the books. It's something that's in Islamic law. And nonetheless, Bernie Sanders was there, Julian Castro was there, and it was a very great love fest for these people. Now, again, if a Republican had done this, the media would be all over it, but instead there is a culture of silence because the one place you can't hear the news is on the news.
Fake news. Hey, don't forget, or maybe you don't even realize, Daniel, I'm the guy who was in the news nonstop for 2 weeks because on my national TV show on Newsmax, I have the number one show on Newsmax, and the president watches it most nights, and he tweets out about my show all the time. And I happen to say on 2 weeks ago on my show that Trump is the most beloved guy any American has ever been in Israel. They love him there. He's like a hero. He's like a god. I said that. I said that kind of offhanded. I said he's like literally the king of the Jews, and they love him there like he's the king of the Jews, and he's the greatest thing to ever happen to the Jewish people of Israel. And I don't know what's wrong with that. To me, that sounds like a perfectly factual statement. They do love him there, and they do treat him like a god there. That's kind of a facetious thing you say. And it became the number one news story in America, and everybody from here to Israel, every newspaper that was liberal, was attacking me and ripping me to shreds and calling me a conspiracy theorist. You wouldn't even believe how this became the biggest headline in the world. It was like a throwaway comment on my national TV show because it's so normal to say that Trump is beloved in Israel. Why do the Jews of America not like him? Can you believe what a big deal they made of that?
Of course. But meanwhile, Representative Omar and so many of these other Democrats can say any anti-Semitic thing they like and the media just apologizes for them.
Right, but that's what's so funny. They say anti-Semitic things, Jew-hating things. I say wonderful things about Trump and the Jews and say how much I love the Jews. I am Jewish, and I love that Trump is so good to the Jews. And and I get attacked by mostly by liberal Jews screaming what a horrible thing I said. It's to the point where you don't even know what to say anymore to my fellow Jewish people who are liberals. I don't know what to say. Do you have any explanation, Daniel, by the way? Because I get asked this on TV and radio, and I come up with my own answers, but why are Jews so liberal? It's pathetic. The liberal Democratic Party hates Israel. It's so clear. And the liberal Democratic Party wants to let people into America who will kill Jews. It's so clear. And the liberal Democratic Party is socialist now, and in no socialist country in the history of the world have Jews ever been treated well. As a matter of fact, they're usually murdered and imprisoned and tortured and their properties taken away in socialist nations. So what is it that makes Jews gravitate to that party? Can you explain it to me?
The bottom line is they're in a cult. There's a statistic that I like to cite from the end of the Obama era, which found that among Jews who go to synagogue at least once a week, a majority were opposed to Obama. Among those who don't, a majority were supportive of him. That's because they do have other religion. They do have another cult. The cult is the left. It's true for some Jews. It's true for some Christians. To them, this is their religious movement. This is how they're going to save the world. This is the meaning that comes to their lives. So they're not Jews in any meaningful sense. They're leftists.
But how can you be a liberal, right? And first of all, I don't understand how anyone can be a liberal. But how could you be a liberal Jewish person, and you obviously are very radically pro-gay, and then you're in a party that supports Muslim extremists and extremist Muslim organizations who want to kill gays and drop them off buildings and stone them? And it just is so strange, that dichotomy. Do you have any explanation for that one?
Well, they just ignore certain things, but they've been ignoring certain things for a long time. You go back to the Soviet Union. What was the Soviet position on gay rights? It was not very good. Cuba locked up gay people. As far as the social causes the left claims to care about, feminism, how much feminism is there in North Korea? How much feminism, for that matter, is there in Iran? So the bottom line is the left claims to embrace these identity politics causes. It claims to care about racism. It never actually cared about the number of black people who were being executed in the Soviet Union, or the number of black people, for that matter, who were enslaved in Muslim countries. So they don't care about the identity politics stuff. They just use it to recruit people. This is not what they want. What they want is to get in power and take control. The rest of the stuff is just a way to actually get people who don't know any better to join up.
And by the way, how much feminism was there in the Bill Clinton White House? Well, he had Monica Lewinsky under the desk in the Oval Office. That was pretty feminist, wasn't it? Speaking of the Me Too movement, right there in the Oval Office with an intern, that's pretty feminist. Let's talk about Bernie Sanders, because he attended this convention. What do you think's going on in Bernie Sanders' head? Why is he's Jewish, first of all, by birth. Why would he attend an Islamic convention with people who want to murder gays? Does he not realize what's going on around him? Is he kind of senile like Joe Biden? Is he whistling past the graveyard, making believe it's not true? Or does he actually hate Jews, even though he's Jewish?
Of course he hates Jews. We know that. He's surrounded himself with Jew haters from the very beginning. Before the Yom Kippur War, he was campaigning to cut off arms sales to Israel. When Jesse Jackson made an anti-Semitic slur, Bernie Sanders stood with him. So we know he hates Jews. We know that he's going to be on the side of any anti-Semitic leftist or Islamist regime. This isn't even anything new. The problem, of course, obviously, is that he's not being asked about this. He's not being held accountable for it. I mean, he surrounded himself with Keith Ellison, with Representative Omar. When the Sarsour is now one of his public figures that is actually going to be acting as a proxy for his campaign. This guy has surrounded himself with anti-Semites wall to wall. He's got a deputy press secretary who's an illegal alien who made anti-Semitic remarks. This is just normal for him. And the fact that he has this Jewish last name, the fact that he's got this Brooklyn accent, is great protective camouflage because they say, well, we support Bernie Sanders. We can't possibly be anti-Semitic.
There you go. You know, when you mentioned Linda Sarsour, we're talking with Daniel Greenfield, who is a Shulman Journalism Fellow at the David Horowitz Freedom Center, an investigative journalist, a columnist for Front Page Magazine, and he focuses on the radical left and Islamic terrorism. When you mentioned Linda Sarsour, now she was, I believe, if my memory serves me, the original co-founder and organizer of the Women's March that happened in Washington, D.C., where they wore those pink hats and they said all those disgusting things about Trump. That was her role, correct?
That was her role and a number of others. All pretty much 3 out of 4 of those were supporters of Louis Farrakhan and
so
the Nation of Islam.
But her background, if I remember correctly, I haven't seen it in a long time, wasn't she in jail in Israel involved in some sort of a murder of Jews? Something like that? Am I exaggerating, or was it something to do with homicide of Jewish people on behalf of Palestinians, something like that, right? She was in an Israeli prison, correct?
So there was a person who was a Muslim activist in America who had actually been convicted in Israel for being involved in the bombing that killed two Hebrew University students in Israel. Linda Sosur was not the person who did it, but she supported the woman who did it, and so did a lot of the other people we just mentioned.
Got it. So they're just all crazy radicals who are in bed together, and maybe she wasn't a murderer per se, but she certainly is a supporter of murderers and supporter of terrorists and supporter of hate speech towards Jews, and she hangs out with a lot of radical Democrats, including people running for president like Bernie Sanders. Crazy stuff. What are your thoughts about an Ilhan Omar and a Rashida Tlaib? I mean, it's almost like, not almost, I mean, I think it's a fact. We've got Hamas and Hezbollah being represented in the United States House by these people, right?
We do indeed. We actually used to have the best politicians that money could buy. Now we have the best jihadists that money could buy.
Pretty sad commentary on the United States of America, but we keep fighting. And as I open this show to say, Donald Trump's having a fabulous month and a fabulous week, and we're little by little winning all these battles. He's only been president 2.5 years. Can you imagine where he'll be at 4 years and 6 years and 8 years? I think we're actually turning the page here, and we're actually getting to a point where the wall's going to get built, and we're going to have good security at the border, and a lot of good things are happening. We're going to turn people away who say, I want asylum, who don't deserve to come into the United States. And we're going to win the war against Islamic extremism and against ISIS. A lot of good things are happening. So let's be in a good mood, you know? Daniel Greenfield, hope you agree with me. We're doing good. We're on the way out. Thank you for coming on the show. Appreciate it. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. They're in no network, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
My doctor suggests if you suffer from gut problems, skin conditions, yeast problems, candida, don't forget voice issues. I'm on the radio thousands of hours a year, radio and TV, and I've never missed 1 minute in 3 years and 4 months on the radio without 1 minute because of my doctor suggests. I suck in their silver lozenges. My doctor suggests alkaline structured silver products destroy yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses while not harming a good bacteria. I've experienced firsthand the power of healing that happens when you use their products. My voice is now a workhorse. I never missed 1 minute in 3 years due to a hoarse voice. No colds in 3 years and 4 months on the radio. Brain fog is gone. I go to bed late. Wake up early between 5 and 6 in the morning every morning. And the second I wake up, I don't have to, you know, kind of walk it off or work out it off or walk around for 3 hours or look at the internet. That's what I used to do. Now I'm sharp as a whip from the moment I wake up. And leaky gut, meaning fatigue and brain fog and colds and stomach upset, when you eat food, it's all gone because of the liquid that I drink twice a day, in the morning and at night, before I go to bed. And when I wake up, I drink their liquid silver, alkaline structured silver. You can't get it in stores. You can only get it by calling the following number and website, and you get 20% off. Use the promo code ROOT for Wayne Allen Root. Use my last name, ROOT, and get 20% off your order. Call 866-660-9868. You want to be as sharp and high energy as Wayne Root. 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root and use the promo code ROOT. All right, so just to reiterate, I mean, it's been a great week for Trump, and I've told you again and again, I've trumpeted Trump, excuse the pun, and how great things are going. But I also want to explain to you how insane Democrats are. I mean, how could anybody vote for these people? This is what a lifetime of liberal communist indoctrination has done in the school systems of America. The result is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I want to give you a quote from her. This was the 18th anniversary, obviously, yesterday, of 9/11, Islamic terror attacks on the United States. And Ocasio-Cortez spoke to reporters in April about the 9/11 attacks. And she told reporters the images of 9/11 terror attacks are triggering, quote, triggering, and, quote, an incitement to violence against women of color. Squad leader AOC wants to turn the 9/11 attacks into a statement on race and gender.
She said pictures of 9/11 are incredibly triggering and an incitement of violence against women of color. How do you figure that? What has it got to do with women of color? As a matter of fact, I would guess 80% of the people in that building were all people working for a living. And, well, first of all, 100% of the people in the building were working for a living. But of that group, I'm saying a large majority were probably men. And probably a large majority of the men were white men working in the World Trade Center. I've been to the World Trade Center. I don't see tons and tons of people of color. Pretty much everyone in those offices for all those stock firms is a white man. So how is it an incitement of violence against women of color to talk about the fact that a lot of great Americans of all colors and all races and all sexes got killed on 9/11? What about that is an incitement of violence against women of color? 3,000 Americans died. Plenty of men died. Plenty of women died. Plenty of white men died. Plenty of black men died. Plenty of Hispanics died. There were I think, 200 Muslims in those buildings. So it has nothing to do with your skin color or your race or your gender. But I would say that most of the people that work in the World Trade Center were probably male. A majority were male. And a majority of the males were white males. So they died that day. I'm not quite sure how that's an incitement of violence against women of color. Does it make any sense? But nothing Ocasio-Cortez says makes sense. Everything in the whole world she ever sees is an attack on black people, is an attack on Hispanic people, is an attack on women, is an attack on gays. She sees color in everything, an attack on color in everything. And by the way, I've become a staunchly pro-life guy lately because of how crazy the Democrats are. If you've watched my TV show on Newsmax, you know I've actually become a spokesman for Operation Rescue, which is the number one pro-life organization in the United States of America. And what we're saying, that there's these terrible late-term abortions, is totally true. An Illinois hospital created a comfort room for aborted babies to die in. There really are lots of babies that are aborted, but the abortion goes wrong and they live, and so they put them in a room to slowly die. It's disgusting. That's murder. You've got to arrest the people involved for murder. That is murder. An eyewitness nurse revealed how a hospital in Illinois has a comfort room in which aborted babies who survive for hours outside the womb are left to die. Jill Stanek told a hearing on the Born Alive Act in Washington, D.C. that doctors at Christ Hospital in Oaklawn perform live birth abortions where the baby is allowed to die during or after the abortion procedure. The hospital provides comfort care for the babies for hours after the procedure by wrapping the infant in a blanket and keeping it warm until it dies. Parents of the baby are allowed to hold it during this time. What kind of a non-human could hold a dying baby and say, yeah, I'll just hold it and let it die? Why would the mother not say, wow, I can't do this. Oh, my God, stop it, stop it. Give it food, give it nourishment, give it an IV. I can't let it die. Who would let the baby die if you're a mother or father of the baby and you're holding it? Wow. If staff did not have time or desire to hold the baby, she was taken to Christ Hospital's comfort room, which is complete with a first photo machine if parents wanted professional pictures of their aborted baby. What? You just think this has to be a joke of some kind. She also revealed that once she witnessed a nurse deliver a live baby but then failed to clamp the severed umbilical cord, causing the baby to begin bleeding. The infant was then placed in a bag and thrown in the trash. Sick.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.